It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for tuning in. As many of you know, Nick and I launched a live show in 2022 called You Belong Here. It won an award for technical achievement at the Orlando International Fringe Festival, and it got a terrific review from our local theater critic. But more importantly, it put us in the room with so many of our listeners and friends and some really cool strangers, and we loved it. So we've decided more of that. In today's episode, Nick and I talk about the possibilities for our next live show. One thing is for sure, it's going to be fun and it's going to be different. Check it out. I get little goosebumps when I hear you talk about the next thing that you're going to do because you're constantly doing stuff. You're constantly doing different things that keep you engaged with different communities. And it's like, it's fun. It's cool. I love it.
I wonder if I need like a little community or some kind of advisory board.
You know something? I feel like we should be opening up this podcast to advice.
Yeah.
I think that we should be inviting our listeners to send in questions that they need help with, and we should have an element of this where we help them out.
So let's switch over. Let's talk about the live show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I was thinking about it. I want to do it at Joybird.
Yeah.
And we have a projector there.
Cool.
And we, you know, the podcast, you can't do visuals.
Yeah.
And so we, I think, translated visuals into our show at Fringe very easily.
Yeah. Loved it.
And so what do you think about doing something that isn't necessarily translatable to, well, it could be still audio worthy, but yeah, we'll have a visual medium.
Yes.
Yeah.
I say yes. Okay. Yeah. These are things that I've been thinking about. And actually, I'm listening to an excellent memoir by Bob Odenkirk called Comedy, 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 Drama. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic. But I'm listening to him talk about him creating Mr. Show with David Scott. David Cross.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Sorry to get that wrong because I really love and respect David Cross.
Oh, he's so good.
He's funny. He's committed. And you get a whole view of behind the scenes, just how committed he is,
yeah,
and how he would take chances with his audience. But one of the things that made Mr. Show cool and different was that they would do some pre-recorded bits that would also be intertwined with their live stuff.
Yeah.
So that part of the experience would be visual and on the screen and then return them to the room. And it made me think there are other things that we can do that. And you know, I'm a very visual person.
Yeah.
As are you, actually. You have
a very
good visual sense. So, let's figure out ways to do that. And actually even let's figure out ways to engage whoever shows up. I mean,
I think there's sure definitely an element. That's what I was thinking of when you were like, I don't know that people would want to ask questions at a live event. Like, hey, I need advice. Although some people would.
Hey,
advice on this.
We could have a Mentimeter screen running there
where they
could just text,
ask the question anonymously,
send it right in and have it show up and then just have us pick or have whoever's there decide which of these do you want us to answer.
But I also like the idea of us doing the topics. If nobody's asking questions, us doing the topics and inviting somebody up to also answer.
Yes. Yeah. Let's play with this format because I think this would be fun.
Yeah. Tell me when a good like date would be for you and we'll just do like we did with Fringe.
Yeah.
And
probably
just work
December
backwards.
17th or 18th.
2023. Yeah. No. Okay, great.
We can find some spots. I definitely have my year is crazy. I am doing crazy things.
Yeah.
And really good things. Things that I love. I'm in my professional sweet spot right now where I'm really busy doing things that I love to do, but not so busy that I can't do other things that I need to do. So it's a good thing. But I definitely want to find some spot to talk about that.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. One thing is definite. Bob and I both need creative outlets like these, even when we are busy. Even when we're so busy that we should start saying no to stuff like this, because this is the kind of thing that recharges us so that we can do all that other stuff even better. We'll let you know what the plan is as soon as we know what the plan is. And if you want to input on the plan, go ahead and send us your thoughts. Have a great day.